From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork, in for Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, November 16th. Coming up, Alana Banks made history 2 years ago, becoming the first black and transgender woman elected to a school board in the country. We'll learn more about her story. That's in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Rising seas, hotter summers, and more rain are all on the way, and in some cases are already here. The Biden administration's national climate assessment is out today, and the findings for the Midwest aren't all dire. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports.
The massive federal report says the U.S. must drastically cut emissions to avoid severe climate impacts. White House National Climate Advisor Ali Zaidi says even so, all hope is not lost.
Both climate change and the economic opportunity of clean energy is literally at our doorstep in every neighborhood, in cities, towns, and suburbs nationwide.
If U.S. emissions remain apace, the Midwest is expected to grow warmer and wetter, and that could impact the viability of corn in the region. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
Teenagers and young adults have the third highest rate of new HIV diagnoses in the U.S., according to a recent study. However, only 13% of those between the ages of 13 to 24 are taking the medicine that can prevent HIV. Pre-exposure prophylaxis, commonly known as PrEP, a new project called PrEP for Teens, is looking to change that through a social media campaign. The organization's Jim Pickett says that their goal is to inform teens of their options and not to lecture.
We're not saying, you know what, you need to be on PrEP. You're young, you're queer, you should be on PrEP. We're not saying that. We're saying if you're sexually active in Chicago, consider PrEP. And whatever choice you make, if you say, you know what, it's not for me, I've learned about it and I'm not down with it, that is just as acceptable as saying, you know what, I'm interested.
Pickett says focus groups led by teens helped them inform on how the campaign could best resonate with young people. Even a weak earthquake can cause tremors more than 100 miles away. That was a case with the 3.6 magnitude quake originating from Putnam County yesterday. Shakes were reported by people as far away as Milwaukee and Dubuque, Iowa. Oliver Boyd is a research geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says citizen reports are important for their work.
It sort of substitutes for having instruments, seismometers in the ground everywhere, you know, to have people all over the United States tell us about what their experience and how they felt the earthquake.
Boyd says small quakes like this are rare and random throughout the central and eastern United States, but they do occur more frequently in southern Illinois near the New Madrid fault line. And the Fighting Illini football team travels to Iowa City this Saturday to play the number 16 Iowa Hawkeyes. Colin Highslope has more.
Illinois will look to win their third straight game this Saturday to have a winning record for the first time since week one. The Illini currently have a record of 5-5 overall and are one win away from bowl game eligibility. Head Illini football coach Brett Bielma announced Wednesday that Luke Altmaier will be the starting quarterback after sitting out last week due to injury. Kickoff is at 2:30 p.m. and will be televised on FS1.
Still to come, we'll learn more about Alana Banks, the first black and transgender woman elected to a school board in the country 2 years ago. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The heroes of Royal Flying Doctor Service return to confront their most high-stakes trials yet in Season 2. This series is based on real-life events, and it's set in the Australian outback. It's an action-packed drama full of incredible heroism and bravery. Friends of WILL can stream the Royal Flying Doctor Service Season 2 beginning November 23rd, ahead of its scheduled television debut. Find out how you can enjoy early access to some of PBS's most captivating shows by visiting will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork. Alana Banks made history 2 years ago, becoming the first black and transgender woman elected to a school board in the country. And that matters to trans people within her Central Illinois School District. Zelda Tyndale is trans and an assistant teacher at MacArthur High School in Decatur.
I am absolutely overjoyed to know that we have somebody on the school board that's fighting for us.
Banks also helped appoint a new superintendent for Decatur Public Schools and negotiate a contract that raised wages for assistant teachers. Still, balancing demands of the communities she represents hasn't been easy. As part of our series, Flights and Freedoms, IPM education reporter Emily Hayes has more.
So this is our cafeteria. This is mainly for like seniors. Uh-huh. They come here and they have lunch. And
I met Alana Banks at her day job at a large social service organization. She's only 28, but in her off hours, she serves on the school board and is starting a shelter for queer youth. She didn't transition until she was 22 and identified as a gay boy while in school.
There have been many situations where I felt, you know, outed by administrators or felt, you know, just unsafe, you know, even walking to class, to and from class.
She never knew what peers would say to her, and now she wants to be the hope for current students like her.
There is the light at the end of the tunnel for students who are struggling with these issues.
Despite her election making national news in 2021, Banks has not received any hate mail. Instead, she says the hardest part of her term has been doing enough for the communities she represents.
Because a part of my campaign, when I first started, everyone assumed that I was just going to primarily work with Black issues or queer issues. And so those two communities, actually, I wish that I could do more work for. There's just been a whole whirlwind of other things that we've had to focus our attention on.
Like relocating students over the summer when two school buildings in the district were found to be structurally unsound. And that has led to frustration from some in the LGBTQ plus community who feel their issues aren't being addressed quickly enough.
To explain to folks that, you know, unfortunately in this political climate, you know, nothing happens overnight. All of the change, whether it's progressive or not, takes a while to actually be tangible. So that's kind of the hardest part.
The leaders of Black youth groups are also reaching out for help.
They come to me in that I am African American and that I should be able to articulate their interests and concerns and things like that, but they struggle with me, my identity.
Those groups are often organized by the same Black churches Banks grew up in. She says they often have an implicit don't ask, don't tell policy about being gay or lesbian and are more hostile to trans people. She often has to fight stereotypes that Black trans women are uneducated, have a mental illness, or are sex workers.
I'm none of those things. I'm actually a professional. I'm working on my degree. I make my own money. I'm self-sufficient. I'm independent. And I think for them to see that, for the community at large to see that, to witness that, that trans people are just as normal as everyone else, it's an adjustment, I guess. But again, being the optimist that I am, I always feel that, you know, it won't always be this way.
In those hard moments, Banks relies on her social circle, including the superintendent and board secretary, who she's known since she was a child.
Our board president is also really great at listening. I can always call on someone if I just need to decompress or vent about it. But other than that, I just tell myself, I'm naturally an optimistic person, so I just tell myself, you know, this too will pass, and tomorrow's a new day. So I think it's just having that optimistic energy about myself is just, that's the best I can do right now.
Alana Banks' term on the Decatur Public School Board ends in 2025, and she's already planning to run again. I'm Emily Hayes with Illinois Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sunny skies today, a high of 65. Tonight's clear skies, a low down to 40. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 67. And tomorrow night's mostly cloudy, breezy, a chance of rain, a low of 51. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, Tim Shelley, Colin Highslope, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Steve Bork. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk again tomorrow.